how is it to carry characters from one story to another, to have one show up in a short story and then to have a novel and then have that novel leading you to these other characters coming to a dinner party in another, you know, yeah. or a party in another story?
I loved him too much to let him go. I just, you know, I fell in love with them when I first conceptualized them. Mila in The White Sky is a character from one of the short stories from 15 years ago. And stayed in my consciousness the whole time. And apparently I was developing her character the whole time and she just emerged full grown. It's exciting, actually. I don't want to give the impression that this is a series, like book one of the music series or anything. It's not like that at all. But they do cross to the next book. And the next book that I have germinating has characters from The White Sky in it. So how is it to do that? It seemed natural to me and inevitable. And not necessary for me to start with a clean slate. They're fully conceived characters, and they're going to keep going, you know?
Well, the characters in your books and in your short stories feel very fleshed out and feel very real, and people are often commenting at how real they feel to you, so why wouldn't there lie? And since you're not trying to write genre fiction, or you're not writing specific, you know, you're not writing this isn't about, you know, superheroes running around.
Right. Or, book one of the trilogy.
Yeah. You're not looking for, you know, you're not looking to make three teen movies, you know what I mean?
Well, I proved to myself that I could write many characters by writing 50 short stories with different couples in each one. So that gave me the confidence to say, well, I can continue these characters on. It's not that I'm, like, handicapped by the inability to create new characters. So, yeah, I like it. I like doing it.